Had a little listen to his podcast, huh?
Dude, it's educational. And besides, I've been wanting to listen to this one.
Welcome to Idling in the Impala, a podcast by and for lovers of supernatural and the fan fiction it inspires. I'm Sandra.
I'm Carly, and welcome to the back seat, guys.
Welcome.
Some of you may be like, what is happening? Where are we? What the fuck? So we've been doing this little podcast for almost 2 years now, and we figured it was probably time for an update from the, like, you know, meet your host that we did way back when in 2021. So formal welcome to the back seat. We have some rules, but we'll get there in a minute. But if you are new, if you've only just found us, whatever, we figured we'd make kind of like a little bit of a hi, this is us kind of thing. So I'll let Sandra go first and let her introduce herself.
Yeah. So I'm Sandra. I've been involved with Supernatural probably since about 2019 is when I started watching. And soon after that, maybe 6 months into watching it, I started to search out fan fiction, started to get really involved in that aspect of the fandom. And I'm also not only reader, but writer of fan fiction. So I am the Dean girl part of the equation. And I write mainly Dean / original female character and Dean / reader. Yeah, I think that's kind of like my main little section of fan fiction that I like to focus on. So when I came up with this crazy idea and mentioned this to some other supernatural friends, Carly being one of them, they were like, well, it can't be all about Dean, so I'm going to have to come along for the ride. So Carly,
yeah,
tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Before I tell any of you about me, she's a published author. She keeps leaving that out. And I don't know, like,
yeah,
you need a marketing person. I write romance too.
Yes.
Sandra writes original fiction, romance. They're fucking awesome. You can find them in various places. Blah, 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 blah. Links in the description. But I'm Carly. I'm the Sam Mortal of the duo. I am, where do I fucking start? non-binary, agender, trans mask, queer human being. So that's why I'm a model and not a girl, despite what the voice might tell you guys. So I started with Supernatural in 2017. Picked up the first few DVDs after it went off Netflix, blah, 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 blah. Kind of dropped it, picked it back up in, it would have been 2020, I think. Started it again, started looking for Supernatural, found some stuff, found some friends, and then started writing myself after about a decade's worth of break from ever writing anything. I am not a published author, guys. Wah, wah, wah. But I am a author of fanfic as well as a prolific reader. I've run pretty much the whole scale. You can find Sam versus, not Sam versus anything, Sam / reader insert, Dean / reader insert, and more recently, Wincest in my library. So I pretty much, my fics tend to run maybe a bit darker, a bit kinkier than Sandra's, but, it's different strokes for different folks, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that I wanted to say about me. I'm loud. I yell. I'm British, obviously. So, if you don't want to listen to a loud Brit yelling about how the Dean love on this podcast is unreasonably biased.
It's gotten better.
Where has it gotten better?
Well, it's a balance, right? Like, that's the whole point. Yes,
no.
It's balance.
No.
It's
no.
It's balanced.
No.
It's
no, it is not
balanced.
It's not. It is an adoring group of fangirls fawning over Dean and me trying to hold up one moose.
Okay.
Mostly on my own. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
No, I think if without Carly, this would be a much different podcast.
It would be very American. It would be all Dean all the time.
So I think it's great to have another voice that talks about, what makes the show inherently at the very core of it is the relationship with the brothers, Sam and Dean. So I think we bring, you know, our thoughts about both of those characters together and kind of find that contrast when we do talk about the show. So when we kind of have a philosophy that if the show and the and fanfic intersect in some way, we'll usually find a way to talk about it. And we will sort of break those up on occasion. So we might have shows or episodes that are really just about Supernatural, and then we'll have shows that focus primarily on fan fiction. Carly, what are some of the Supernatural TV show themed episodes that we do?
Yeah, if we're just focusing on the TV show, we like to do deep dives into certain characters. We've never done them on Sam and Dean because they're every episode.
Yeah.
We haven't explored them to death yet, but they might be on life support at this point. But we do deep dives into characters. We look at like overarching themes in the show, you know, by season or just overall, or you know, journeys, character arcs that people take. Occasionally we'll do rewatches of episodes. We are not a podcast that goes episode by episode and discusses every episode.
Yeah.
But you know, like we watched an episode for Halloween, we watched the Christmas special last year. We'll do special episode rewatches. And we like ranking stuff, guys. Like it's really becoming a problem. it's a problem. There's a whole playlist. We rank things.
Primarily, we do a lot of, well, so what we've been doing is like tops and bottoms of, we've done them by season, or we're going to do them by season, but we've done them like by groups of like, say, seasons 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 15, then overall, because there's so much content that, you know, there's only so much time, even though we will, as you will find out, we tend to run long when we get into our discussions.
Yeah,
but
This is not like a 15-minute run podcast. This is like a driving podcast, you know, or like a marathon podcast.
Yeah. Or just, you know, drive to work, drive back to work, cleaning, you know, or just like hanging out. So we try to hope to have you kind of just go along with the ride for us when we get into our discussions and go on tangents, which we do a lot. But still, I think they're good conversations, especially with themes. Like if we're talking about, you know, diagnosing Dean, different things concerning
daddy issues.
Yeah, we've done family. Daddy issues, family. Yep. So again, anything that kind of circles back to Sam and Dean and family dynamics are a big thing too that we tend to talk about a bit. So
we also, on the other side, it's not really a coin, but I've made it a coin in my head now. On the other side of the coin, we look at fan fiction. So we are both from AO3. We own Tumblrs. I don't use
I'm
mine.
On Tumblr. I'm on Tumblr more than Carly.
I'm on Tumblr. Like you can find me on Tumblr. And we will drop our socials in at the end as well. You can find me on Tumblr. Come chat to me, but I'm not posting. Like I'm not prolific on Tumblr. The car has a Tumblr as well. Come follow the car. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we post on AO3. We're both readers and writers, and we have episodes that are around fan fiction and all that good stuff. So what kind of episodes do we do there, Sandra?
We have, which I lovingly call canon fodder. So basically we'll do recommendations and we try to base them around themes if we can, but it'll be episodes where we'll talk about a fic that we've come across that we really enjoy or love, and we'll try to sell each other on it. We've done like Boys and Toys. We did like a Destiel episode. We've done
Wincest
episode.
Swapped
our, like, what do you think Carly would like? What do you think Sandra would like? If you start at the beginning of our journey on the podcast, you will see there has been a change in how we've sort of separated that aspect of it, because trying to do all of these things in one episode kind of started to feel a little clunky, and I think they needed their own place to kind of just be and breathe and not necessarily have to come together in one episode. So that's why now you'll see more canon fodders. They'll just be like their own beast, and we will which we love when we get input from people who are listening to the podcast and say, hey, have you heard of this fic? Have you heard of this author? And they will give us a recommendation. And we've done a handful of those. We'd love to do more. You know, a listener has a certain recommendation we, you know, we'd like to be able to talk about it. And so,
and also, if you are listening to this now, when this goes out, and you're thinking, hey, I sent those jackasses a recommendation, we know, we have them in a list, I swear to God, all right? It's just the people that have wrecked us recently have wrecked really long fics. Sandra has a much busier life than I do, so it's either I read them and then I sell Sandra on them, or you just have to give us a minute for mm-hmm. us to catch up. Mm-hmm. So I promise we keep them all. We have them on a list. We're getting around to them, you know, but please don't be like, hey, they're asking for reader recs and they don't even fucking do that. We do. I promise we do. We have a list. I promise. I don't want to, you know, I'm thinking of you specifically, Time Lady. It's been a minute since you sent me that rec on Twitter. And I swear to God, I have it in a list. I have it. It's a tab. I swear we're going to get to it. Okay. I promise.
Yeah. And we do have an episode coming up where we were going to highlight some of our listeners who have, you know, reached out to us and kind of like compile some things too that just kind of can't fit into, say, one whole episode just because of, you know, various different reasons. But either something mm-hmm. might have already been read or maybe even discussed online with somebody who's listened. And so, but we want to make sure we give everybody a shout out at some point, which we will do. It's something we're doing. So no worries there. That's always, because we always appreciate the input and the fact that people are listening and want to engage with us. So yeah. And then we do author artist interviews. I really love those. It's when we get a chance to talk to a fanfic author or a fandom artist and talk about, you know, why they love Supernatural, what their writing process or creative process is, tips that they have for writing, where the muse comes from, where it takes them, and the different journeys that every fanfic author goes on is really individual and unique and special. And we want to highlight that more. So we're always looking for people interested in talking about Supernatural in general, whether that's you're an author, you're an artist, you're just part of the fandom. If you're interested in coming on to talk to us about something in particular, we'll have links that we'll be able to, you know, you can fill out or you can just reach out to us. But we have like some different forms. If there's something in particular you'd want to recommend or want to talk about, we've got options for you to contact us that way.
You know, not everyone is an author or an artist or even a reader of fanfic. Maybe you're in the fandom, you know, maybe you love going to cons. Come talk to us about your con experience. Maybe you went to your first con and it was fucking amazing and you want to yell to somebody who's going to get it. Come talk to us. Sandra's been to quite a few cons. If you've been to some of the same cons as Sandra, we always do a con breakdown episode. You know, come talk to us about your con experience as well. We just like talking to people about Supernatural, guys. That's why we did this. That's why this whole thing exists. And also, bonus, if when Sandra goes to cons, her husband comes to talk to us as well, and we get bonus Ted, and bonus Ted is delightful. Everybody loves bonus Ted. And another thing, this is a recent thing, mostly because Sandra got bored of me yelling at her about it. And she was like, you want to just yell at the internet about it? And I was like, I really fucking do, though. So we have a new series called FEF, or Fact Versus Fiction, and it is dispelling some of the more common inaccuracies. It actually has a full tagline that I can read for you. Dispelling some of the more common myths and incorrect fanfic tropes. Basically, that started because I got bored of reading inappropriate anal sex scenes. And by inappropriate, I don't mean like, oh my God, I'm not like clutching my pearls. I'm like, you can't use water as lube. You'll send someone to the fucking hospital. You know, that's kind of the vibe. So that is a little passion project of mine where basically I just try and dispel some myths that, you know, are quite common in fanfic that actually are not true in real life. PSA, don't use water as lubrication for anal sex. You'll send somebody to the hospital. Maybe both of you. It's going to be real fucking embarrassing and you will be the talk of the ER. So, you know, just fair warning.
Yeah, so that's your first episode introductory into it. It's anal sex.
Yeah, that is the first episode. We've covered anal sex. We've covered squirting / female ejaculation. And depending on when this goes out, we have a trilogy surrounding kink and BDSM as well. It may be completed. It may not. Sandra holds the keys to when these go out. I just turn up. So the third kind of main episode that we do is what we call ramble on episodes. Yes, it's a Led Zeppelin reference. Yes, okay, like we thought it was cute. It was like a car, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's fine. So these are full podfics. So they can be just one-shot standalones, or if it is a multi-series or a multi-chapter fic, we will do each chapter or installment will be a separate episode. And these are narrated by Sandra, who is so goddamn talented at this. She does it for a fucking job, guys. She didn't do it for a job when she started this, but she bloody does now. They are immense, incredible, fucking really, really amazing. And if you're reader rec, you know, maybe you just want to rec a story to us. Maybe you'd love to hear us cover it in a ramble on episode. These are all equally valid, but they are fucking amazing. They're great for falling asleep to you. They're great for various other things that you might want to do with them. Anyway, we do podfics as well. We do all the things, guys. We do all the things. Since they are your podfics, Sandra, you want to add anything to that?
In general, we don't like to record anything in full unless we've got the author's permission. So if you do have a specific request, you can always let us know. And if I have the contact info, I can reach out. Or if you're an author that, you know, is considering you'd like me to read your stuff, you can send a link. And we can't do them all, obviously. But if, you know, if Carly and I decide, oh, this is something, you know, I think we should make into an episode, we'll definitely do that and then get back to you on that. I also do this for, it's SPN Fanfic Pond, the community there. One of the prizes that they have when they do writing sprints or they have awards that they give out, one of the options for a prize is to have me narrate someone's work. So again, I don't really have any particular no's. I mean, there are a couple, but you know, again, that's there are things I will not read. But in terms of ships or pairings, I don't care. I will read, you know, regardless of what that is. It's more content. So when in doubt, check the form for recommendation. That pretty much spells out what I will and won't read.
Also, if you are, you know, like if you're an author, but maybe you don't post your work or you post it anonymously or something, but you're fucking desperate to get it narrated, Sandra does take commissions for that as well. Mm. So, you know, it doesn't have to be like public. You can find that
on Ko-fi. Yeah, that's on Ko-fi, I think.
Links. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Links at the bottom. And maybe tentatively, I will be taking writings commissions as well. Tentatively, it depends how life goes. But since Sandra brought up shipping, that's probably a big elephant in the room that we should address. Are we specific shippers? Yes, we are. We ship Sandra with Dean and Sam with Carly. We are self-shippers, motherfuckers. You know, apart from that, because we acknowledge that that's kind of unrealistic and we're very, very fucking sad about that. We will cover anything and everything. We have a few sort of boundaries that we won't cover. Extreme underage, bestiality, things like that. But pretty much, you know, it doesn't matter what the ship or the pairing is. If it's a good story, you know, we'll cover it. We're interested in it. But the kind of the main reason that Sandra wanted to start this podcast and something that we try and keep coming back to is focus on reader/original female character with anybody. You know, Sandra likes them with Dean. I like them with Sam. The fandom is very sort of set in its camps, and this camp seems to be kind of small. So we do try and draw focus to that. But in terms of kind of like ships, Sandra focuses more on Dean/reader or original female characters, and I focus more on Wincest. So we're not discounting Destiel. It's just not, you know, we can't honestly say like we ship Destiel or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But again, we do like to champion, you know, het stuff, reader insert, original female character, all that kind of good stuff. It deserves more love. Most of the fics that we cover are mature or explicit. So that's like fair warning if you are thinking about listening around your kids or, you know, anything like that, you know, we will flag them up. But again, when it comes to recommendations or canon fodders or anything like that, we'll cover anything. You know, it doesn't have to just be about the porn. Mm-hmm. Although that is a great added bonus.
Yeah, I think
I'm a fucking deviant.
That's I think one of the reasons we started this too. I mean, you know, let's be honest. Like that's the initial draw, I think. And then it becomes more about the writing and the craft and how those things go together really well. You know, when it's really good writing, it complements each other. I think we just love really good writing. And really good writing that makes you feel something. And sometimes that's of the smutty variety.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. That's a feeling. That's a perfectly valid feeling. That's a valid feeling. So that's us. That's what we do. That's why we're here. So sorry to be a downer. Just a couple of backseat rules for you guys in the backseat. Driver picks the music. Shotgun stresses cake hole. There will be no argument about this. Respect the people in the backseat. You are all pals back there. So kind of the main things here are ship and let ship. We're not here for shipping wars. You know, it's all don't yuck somebody's yum. And please don't bring politics or religion into it. We are liberal. We make no, you know, kind of hide, like we don't hide that in any way. We are both like lefty liberal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I identify as a snowflake, but maybe Sandra doesn't. I do. But we just, this is not a place that we want to, you know, I don't want to be debating politics with you guys in the comments or religion or anything like that. So just adhere to good taste. Don't bring your pets. Dean's real fucking fussy about animals in the car. And it's probably worth mentioning that we don't necessarily have permission to drive the car. So no pets, please. Don't put your feet on the seats. Again, no food. Please don't food. And just the ones in the back, enjoy the ride, guys. Just have it. That's all we're here for. We want you to feel like you're just fucking having a chat with your friends, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's supernatural themed, but we're all friends having a chat. So when you've had a great time with us, when you've really enjoyed an episode, don't forget to tell your friends about it, you know? So tell everyone what a good time you had, aka all the boring internet things, you know, like follow, comment, subscribe, all that jazz. Before we get to the real important question, which I've just kind of, you know, set up for us, we should probably go through our socials and things like that. So the main social that you're going to want is idlinginTheImpaler.com. That is our website. All our contact info is there, but we will give it to you here as well. Our merch is there. There's like behind the scenes stuff. We champion charities and causes. That's all on there. Email us, idlinginTheImpaler@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Twitter. I am Carly Karma. However you think Carly is spelled, it probably isn't. So that's K-A-R-L-E-E. It's been so fucking long since I've had to do my socials.
You are bringing this back, way back to the very beginning.
Old school. Oh, wow. Old school. We used to do our socials at the end of every episode. So yeah, K-A-R-L-E-E and then Karma, as you spell it normally. But you can find me there at that on Twitter and also on AO3. And if you want to come hang out on Tumblr, you can hang out on Tumblr. I don't know how much of a response you'll get. Sam is my safe word at Tumblr. I don't think there's anything else joint we need to do. So Sandra, take it away. Share your socials. Settle down, guys. Get a fucking notebook. We're going to be here forever.
No, I think we're actually doing pretty well. I think we're going to be done soon. So
your socials are going to take forever.
No. I'm not even going to give you my Twitter because I'm really not on there that much. So there's no point in trying to contact me there. You can find me. I'm on Tumblr, and that's Tall Tales and Bedtime Stories. So I like that name. So I'm not changing it to make it match anything else. On AO3,
I've given up that crusade.
On AO3, it's just Drasna, Drasna. So pretty much that's where you can find me most of the time. And we have a Discord, which if there'll be links, you can always join us on Discord too. That's it. That's all I got.
I forgot about Discord.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
Yeah, I muted and taken a drink in anticipation.
Yeah, no,
good Lord.
That's all I've got. I'm not going to do anything else because I don't Twitter. I don't tweet. I don't do the things anymore.
She don't do the X anymore. So yeah, we got a Discord. There'll be links in the description, blah, 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 blah. So with all that said and done, you know, welcome to the backseat. We are your crazy hosts. Have a good time. Everybody be nice. Blah, 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 blah. But if you're in the backseat and we're in the front seat and maybe we didn't exactly have permission to take the car, is Dean not driving?
I don't know. Are we driving, Carly? I forget. Am I driving and Dean is grumpily staring at me from the back?
Let us know, actually, sly aside before we say goodbye. If you imagine that the podcast is the car, do you imagine that me and Sandra are in the front seat and she is driving because she knows how to drive and I don't? Or do you imagine us in the back seat being driven around by Jensen? Because I have always imagined us to be in the front seat of the car. And I just imagine Sam and Dean in the back and Dean just really angrily staring into the rearview mirror. So every time Sandra goes to check the mirror, just there he is. absolutely furious that someone else is driving.
Which could be a very bad distraction for somebody driving, because
it depends how much of a nervous driver you are, to be fair.
No, I'm saying having him in such close proximity behind me, and I would just constantly want to stare. Even if he was glaring at me,
I would still want to stare
in the rearview mirror.
To think you would put all of our safety above I fucking Dean.
There's
in the
no guarantee when there's a certain look coming from Dean. So I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, sometimes no, I want to specify this is not in any way like a look. There's no way you could misinterpret this look for lust or anything like that. It's absolute fucking fury.
It kind of doesn't matter. You've seen his fury face. You've seen his fury face before. Just, you can't tell me that's not enticing.
And it just every so often, I like to think every so often, there's like a thud in the back seat as he's stamping on the imaginary brake to make you stop doing whatever you're doing with his car. Not that I think you're an unsafe driver. I just imagine that. Oh, he's one of those people that like white knuckles, like the handle on the door,
uh-huh.
Or like the back of the seat in front.
I imagine the back of the seat. Like I imagine his hands like on the back, like where I'm driving. Like he's literally like, I could probably feel his fingers like deep, like sinking into
gripping the seat,
what are you doing?
Yeah. And he's just there and he's
like, pull over now.
This imaginary brake pedal, and I can see him gripping the corner of the seat, like, fully white-knuckled.
I just don't think he would have me doing it. Like, I just don't think it's a thing. We'd have to, like, in my version of it, we've taken the car for a joyride. He would in no way, shape, or form be okay with somebody else driving and him in the back seat.
They're not always there. When I think about it, they're not always there. A lot of the time, we have stolen the car.
Yeah.
And I, like... Yeah, a lot of the time we... Stolen is a strong word. Borrowed.
Yeah, borrowed.
Borrowed the car.
Which we did we did that a couple of times. Our original intro was we were borrowing a car. Yeah, for something.
And we have every intention of returning it. And the fact that we're going for a drive at 1 a.m. when he's asleep is of no consequence to anything.
Yeah.
That's just... We just decided... The moon was pretty and we were like, let's go for a drive.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I can see him in the back seat and he's fucking just livid. Just absolutely livid.
Yeah.
And Sam's there next to him in the back seat with his like his tablet or whatever. And just periodically you'll just hear, or hey, get this, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I just turn around and be like, what do you find? What is happening? Me and Sam are just having a nice conversation. And you're like anxiety driving because you can just feel his hand getting tighter and tighter on the seat, and you're like, he's going to grab hold of me and I'm going to kill us all.
Oh, God. So, yeah, it's interesting. Let's hear our thoughts. Yeah.